This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The fire season of 2019-20, it's one of the worst that we've had in Australia's history. And while it was devastating in so many ways, it also really showed us the nature and resilience of the Australian people. And a new film, A Fire Inside, which also has a documentary coming out alongside it, it really looks at the way people rose to the occasion and some of the incredible stories that came out of such a time of hardship. Ebony Gaylor is one of the contributors. She is a sociologist and social futurist interested in the intersection of technology, brands, and the future of society. She looked at the way that humans did stand up to help and where that really comes from. Ebony, thanks for joining us.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
This story and the pictures captured in this book really do take a very sort of heart-wrenching but also heartwarming look at the Black Summer fire season. When you think about what was happening at that time, what are some of your strongest memories?
I think it really brought home the devastating impact to a very personal level. I mean, I have a young son and I remember having to check air quality to see if it was okay for the kids to be able to play. And I think every year in Australia, we experience the bushfire season, but this one in particular just brought home the scale and the impact for all of us in lots of different ways.
And in A Fire Inside, you are talking about something called the human help reflex. What is that?
Well, it's this idea that actually built into all of us, into our DNA, is this desire and reflex to help, that even faced with incredible threats and risks, there's something in us, in our fibre, that means not only we want to help, but we can't stop ourselves from helping one another. Mm. And so through the Black Summer bushfires, we're able to explore how that came to life in a range of different ways.
Why does that reflex fascinate you so much?
Well, I think one is that it's really easy to assume, particularly in the 2020s, that we're all a big selfish bunch. You know, it doesn't take much to look at social media or any kind of TV show or magazine to think, you know, especially younger generations, that maybe we're just in it for ourselves. Mm. But I think throughout my career, I've seen people at their lowest, whether it's been in prisons or family violence or addiction. And it's amazed me that even at those points of rock bottom or the lowest of the lows, people still want to help. You know, there's incredible evidence around people wanting to help their way out of loneliness and mental health issues. And so there's something in us that means we want to help our way out of this. Regardless of if our tank is empty, we still have this desire to help.
Mm, and strangely it is in some of these hardest moments, these lowest moments, that people really do rise to the occasion. And as much as all of us would want to think, yeah, we're the one that would step in and we would be that quote-unquote hero, sometimes we're not the ones to step up. What is it that you found is the difference between those that really do lean in and help and maybe those that step away a little bit or just don't know what to do?
A lot of us are in a position where we don't know what to do. You know, now more than ever, we're experiencing what I call a bit of purpose white noise. You know, there are so many charities and social issues that exist, but it's easier now than it has been before to go, well, that's a really complex issue and I just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. In this book, we argue that everybody does actually lean into that space eventually, and Black Summer is a really good example of that. Because as much as not all of us were, you know, throwing on the firefighting gear and jumping into flames, we all help in very different ways. And so whether that is, you know, cake bake sale at the local kindy to raise money for it, or sharing positive messages or donation opportunities online, we all help in very different ways. And I think we don't need to think that we have to be the hero that's leaping to everybody's defence. Help looks different in community, and we need very diverse types of help to create a resilient community.
You do distinguish between these three different types of helpers, the warriors, the warriors, and the connectors. What is the difference between each of those?
Yeah, sure. And it's a bit of a tongue twister, so you did very well there. The warriors, so those that sort of leap to the front line, are exactly that. They have a really strong fight or flight response. They are the ones that spot risks are quick to action, thinking about consequences later. But they can spot threats and risks very, very quickly. They tend to be pretty self-reliant, though, so they will lead from the front, and they're super helpful in a threat or crisis situation. We've then got the worriers, or those who worry, and they're sort of described as a bit more of an anxious bunch. They're different to alarmists. They're the people who spot risks and patterns over time. So I like to think of these guys as the ones who work in the background on climate change, for example, when we think about fires, who have been saying for decades, guys, the science is telling us this is an issue. Mm. So they're rapidly trying to translate all of this and inspire others to take action. And then we've got our connectors, and you know, I can think of three or four people off the top of my head in my little community who are these people. It's the ones who create the ring around phone trees to make sure a family's okay. It's our, you know, netball coaches and footy coaches. It's the people in your community who always know what's going on and who to connect you with. Mm. They're often our charities as well, but these are people who build the relationships and connect the dots to mobilise others.
And in the time where you engaged with particularly the events of the Black Summer fire season, what were some of the stories of help that you were really most inspired by and that stood out to you?
Look, I think just reading through the book, there are some phenomenal stories that I certainly shed a few tears over, so I encourage everyone to check those out. What I really loved about the stories that emerged during Black Summer was the diversity of ways that people helped. We had little communities who were rallying around to pull together seedlings for farmers so that they had a nice garden to rest in once we recovered. We had people donating bales of hay. We had young people donating pocket money. We had megastars, you know, rallying their incredibly massive networks. And so I think it's that diversity of help that really inspires me to show that it doesn't really matter the specific act that you're taking. It's about us all leaning into that idea of help.
Yeah, and there's no doubt people are going to be both shedding tears but also being so inspired and so motivated as they read A Fire Inside. And Ebony, thank you so much for your contribution to it and for your time today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Ebony Gaylor, one of the contributors to the new book, A Fire Inside, taking a look at the nature and resilience of the Australian spirit during the Black Summer bushfire season. That book is out now, and you can check out the documentary coming out next week as well on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.